Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And there's a lot I want to cover today. I've been doing radio since March of 1997, if you're new to this. And now I've been doing the podcast for, 3 years now. And when I did radio, I'd find this fantastic supplement, and we'd have a lot of great stories. And I'd find another supplement that also had its own unique benefits, and we'd do stories on it and different ones like that. And I was always searching for that holy grail, that magical substance. And there were a lot of very, very good products out there that really did help people. But what I would like to do is find a single product or close to a single product. There's always certain things you're going to need on top of it, like you're going to need fish oil. But the closest thing I've ever found to that is the Ultra Mitre Restore product. But also the Rejuvenate Gel. Well, we just had some really interesting testimonials. But what I want to say before we get into that, and we'll get into that in a little bit, but before we get into that, because one person has a miraculous effect, it doesn't mean if I give 100 other people with a similar problem that they all will have the same effect. You really have to do a double-blind study, and it wouldn't be hard to do it with this product, but you'd have to do a double-blind study on a certain area of disease. The word disease means disease, where the body's not functioning well, and see if the people that are taking this versus the other, how many of them really have the same benefits. So until then, it's not a scientific truth that this is going to do it. Actually, I don't know if there is a such thing. There's very few things. I mean, we know gravity causes things to fall to the earth. But when it comes to the complexity of the body in the nutritional world, we're learning all the time. Like I was just a week or two ago telling you about how I like to make this chia dessert and using chia and chocolate and hot water and stevia or mock fruit and mixing those powders together and pouring hot water on it. And it's great. Only trouble now I'm finding out chia is high in lictins, and it can have some problems. So after a number of years of using that, I'm finding out it might interfere with insulin reception, so it can create insulin insensitivity. It may have other areas. It may interfere with leptin, and insulin and leptin have so much to do with whether you're going to be lean or overweight. So I'm going, okay, wait a minute. After years of hearing that chia is a really ideal food as far as when it comes to seeds, now I'm hearing that basil seeds, especially the Zen basil seeds, will have all the health benefits without the lictins, L-E-C-T-I-N. There's lectin and there's lictins. Lictins is, gluten is a lectin, but there's many forms of lectin. Some are extremely poisonous. What is that bean, Mike, that is so poisonous that the terrorists were using it? And you just get a tad bit of it, and it kills you. I mean, just a little bit. And it's a lectin in it that's poisonous, and it causes the blood to thicken up right away. And it goes right through, and it's not rapeseed. It's
ricin.
The ricin, and that's a lectin that kills you. Lectin, generally, the problem with lectins is they perforate the intestines. When they do that, they let all kinds of things into the blood that shouldn't get there, and it creates autoimmune diseases. And this is what they call leaky gut. And if you heal up the gut, supposedly the autoimmune diseases will go away. That is the primary reason. And the other reason we're getting so many autoimmune diseases is we use so much antibiotics, and we kill off the probiotics, and then fungus can also put tentacles down through the lining of the gut and shut that down. And they can interfere. The lectins are real sticky, and they can interfere with the absorption of nutrients. We seem to be pretty good at absorbing calories and getting fat, but at the same time, we're starving to death on a cellular level. So that is a real concern. So I'm going to be doing more and more shows about lectins and about the ones to avoid and how to approach them. And sometimes cooking them and pouring off the water and cooking them again will help with a lot. You can do that with beans, and that will help a lot. But if they're not cooked strong enough, they can be poisonous to you because of the lectins. But there's many things that people think are healthy. Tomatoes, it's hard to get a salad without having tomatoes on. Well, tomatoes are, the skin and the seeds in tomatoes are really heavy doses of lectins. And I'm a big eater of dill peppers. I used to eat them like apples. They too have a lot of lectins. So antibiotics and these lectins that are in a lot of the foods out there has really caused a lot of harm. But there's a lot of foods that you can eat that are not that won't affect you. And so we'll do more and more shows about that. But it's worth looking up and start studying. Dr. Gundry is the one that really sounded the alarm bell and said that he found that if people got the lectins out of their diet, then they could lose weight. But if they didn't get it out of their diet, it made it almost impossible because the way it interferes with the leptin hormone and also with insulin hormone. And it just sticks where the receptor site is and doesn't let things in. So there's a lot of things we need to change. And the obesity problem you see in our society partly is high fructose corn syrup, but the other reason is the overuse of antibiotics. They use antibiotics to fatten up cows and chickens, and it works great in fattening us up. It kills the good bacteria, the flora in your gut. And when you do that, you really crave carbohydrates because that's what they need to survive. But when you get back the balance, you get rid of all that excess fungus, you know, yeast and parasites and literally worms in the gut, and then the bad bacteria versus the good bacteria, when you get that balance back in the right ratio of good to bad, a lot of times the desire for sweets goes away, or at least it's not obsessive. But if it's really an overgrowth, you crave that sugar because that's what that yeast needs. And so does cancer. It craves sugar. And that's why my friend Doug Kaufman says there's not a difference between a fungal ball and a tumor. He thinks they're basically the same thing. We just think of them different, but they're really the same thing. We're going to be back in just a moment, folks. We'll be right back with you. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan, and then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference.
This Robert Jean, I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. You listen to Dan's Health Talks if you're just tuning in. And if you heard something in the beginning of the show and you want to hear it again, you just go to danshealthtalks.com. Podbean will pop up. And you click on that, and there you'll be able to hear that show, and you'll be have about 4 or 5 weeks back that you can click down and see what the topics are. And then you click again, you just keep going down and down to, I think we're over 140 shows now. So there's a lot of radio shows, I mean podcasts. I'm so used to doing radio for so many years, on a wide variety of subjects. So if you really want to delve into this and hear all the some of the people I've interviewed, some of the things that people have told us that they've experienced, you just go in there and listen, and you'll see that some of the things I'm telling you right now are right on the verge, or I shouldn't even say verge. They're miraculous. They're unbelievable. They really are. But one thing I want to say before I bring Roger Hill on and some of these really wonderful interviews he has, you got to remember one of the first things you have to do to be healthy is you have to learn how to get a good night's sleep. And I have a whole routine for that for myself. I always used to be able to sleep like a rock. And then as I got older, like most people as they get older, the pineal gland doesn't release the melatonin like it used to, and other factors go into play. And you don't sleep as well as you once did. So my first foundation product that I use for that is Invigorest. And I get that from restandrepair.com. And is spelled out, restandrepair.com. And I take a heaping teaspoon in water, and it really, really makes a difference, because I was without it for a while, and I was having trouble getting that quality sleep. Now I probably need to back off a little bit, because, you know, if I can, I'll sleep to 7:30 or 8. I was getting where I couldn't sleep past 5, 5:30, and that's how wonderful the product is. That makes a lot of difference in your ability to lose weight, bring down inflammation, your memory working, how well it works versus how it doesn't work if you don't sleep well. You wouldn't think inflammation would be directly related, but it is. Even your heart attacks, people that don't sleep well have a higher percentage of heart attacks and strokes. All those things are related. So I always want to emphasize the importance of Invigorest. Now, I take a little melatonin, about 3 milligrams on top of it, even though they have a little melatonin in it. You can take too much melatonin. I would get more than 5 milligrams, probably more around 3, in your total amount of melatonin you're taking. But it depends on the individual. There's other things you can take on top of it if you need it, chamomile tea, and some of these sleepy time teas that have different herbs that help relax you. Magnesium can be very helpful. All these are very helpful. Drinking water earlier in the day, not too late in the night. And that's another thing. David High, and I run some commercials for him, has a prostate product. And I took it I was trying to make it last a while. I'm trying to be frugal with my money, which I'm not very good at doing. And so I wasn't taking a heavy dose of it. And I didn't notice too much. I was still getting up 3 times a night and urinating, maybe 4 sometimes. And David said, no, what you do is you go real heavy, take like 3 capsules twice a day, and then you can drop it down to 1 capsule after you've done that for about a month. Well, I did what he said, and I don't take any at all anymore. But I only get up, if I get up at all, once in the morning, about 5 o'clock. And if I have a little more time to sleep, I'll go back to bed. So it's a great, great product. And that's why I emphasize that. But getting the sleep is so important. If you have sleep apnea, there's a lot of things you can do. I didn't do well with the CPAP mask. And it's very rough on me because I'm a mouth breather. Even just using the nose piece didn't work well for me. So I would literally tape my mouth shut with a big waterproof Band-Aid, a strong sticky one, and put extra tape around it, sort of surgical tape around that, and under my chin where it holds my chin up so my jaw can't fall back and you can't swallow your tongue and wake yourself up. And that worked well. That worked real well. Made me have to breathe through my nose, and I love that. Now, we're going to bring Roger Hill on in just a moment here. And Roger does this for me almost every week because people keep having these really unusual results with this Ultramata Restore and the Rejuvenate. Both are miraculous products where they use this new technology, this XDS technology, that this is the only company that has it. And if you want to get this product, you go to MoreMito, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. MoreMito.com/RadioDan. And you can see the phone number there for Dale And I'll put it in the commercial and everything where you can just order it and try it, find out. And you'll know within a couple months. You may know within a day or two. Some people within hours. It varies on the person and what's going on. And I don't have a good explanation why some people feel it right away and some people a month or two later go, oh, I went to the doctor and he was so excited about how my blood sugar is doing and how this problem or that problem is has diminished. And the doctors always say, well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. But sometimes people don't even realize it until they get their blood tested and see how things have actually improved. So we're going to go to a quick break here, and then we're going to come back, and I want Roger to bring on some of these people. So my friend Roger Hill will be with us when we come back on. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always works. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, DansHealthTalks.com, DansHealthTalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to DansHealthTalks.com. Welcome back, folks. Now, this is going to be a real important because you're going to hear some stories that, to me, being a doctor in nutrition, just blows me away that when you take the 44 different things that are in a Restore and put them together where the XDS delivery system can deliver them into the cells, into the mitochondria, it's like magic because apparently most of us are starving on a cellular level. As I said earlier, we're able to get fat. We don't have any trouble doing that. But we have deficiencies up and down within our nucleus, within our mitochondria, on the outside of the cells, all these different areas. Because when you get those there, even with young people, when you get the nutrients into the cells, then it's like turning on a light that wasn't there before or it was dimmed down and you just turned it up. So, Roger, you have one I want to hear. Most of what we're going to do today, what I like to do anyway, Roger, is to focus on high blood pressure and stroke, though I think you have one that had an interesting thing with skin cancer. But right now, let's bring on Dwayne Ashley, Roger. Okay? I want to hear what Dwayne has to say. And welcome to the show, Dwayne.
Dwayne, how bad was your diabetes and how did it affect your brain?
Well, my A1C was really high and they were telling me that, I had diabetic retinopathy. It was affecting my vision. It was mainly due with the diabetes. It was causing a lot of complications. And, I've had, three heart attacks, two strokes. And, this last stroke almost took me out. So that's how bad my diabetes is.
So, Dwayne, okay. How high was your A1C and what is it now?
My high A1C was up to 13, and now, after this last check, it's now at 7.
Good improvement. So, Dwayne, how did your diabetes affect your brain?
Well, just being able to remember and forgetting things, always in a kind of a fog, kind of a mental fog, especially with the slash stroke. It took a while for me just to learn how to even write. I'm still having problems with numbers, but at least I'm able to communicate a lot clearer without the stuttering and the lisp. I still have a little bit of a slowness, but it's still gone away, and it's improved drastically since I've been on the store.
What would you have anybody know about diabetes based on your experience, Brent?
Well, diabetes is what they call a slow killer. And, if you don't take care of it, it can actually really can kill you. And you don't really want that to happen. I've had family that has had diabetes. And, my father, he died when he was in his 60s. He was relatively young. Later on, they ended up having to take half his leg, really suffered a lot. And I just didn't want to go through that. That's something that, was a very agonizing death. And starting to take care, better care of myself and doing everything that I could possibly do. And with all of the complications of the diabetes and with all the medicines, what I'm finding is that with the Restore, I'm actually able to eliminate a lot of the diabetic medicines that I was on. It's also, even my insulin intake has been less than. I was taking almost like about two or three bottles about a week. But since I've been on the Restore, now it's like I take about one bottle of insulin for the whole month. That's something that's never been. Actually, it's definitely working with restoring all of the other ailments that I've had that are related to my diabetes and my heart disease.
Well, I'm happy about your improvement, Duane. Thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
Duane, I really want to thank you for sharing that. And Roger, thank you for bringing Duane on today. I mean, that's amazing. I'm so impressed with the idea that it cut your insulin that dramatically. Now, we have another person, Shirley Baker, and Shirley has been dealing with these transient strokes. And so let's see what Shirley had to say.
You got a blood test back that was drawn after 2 weeks of using Restore, and mm-hmm. you were giddy with excitement.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
I'm a few weeks short of being 75. Last year, May 29th, I had a TIA. Put me in the hospital for 4 days. My husband passed in September, but I promised him I'd take care of myself. And so that following week, I went in and had my blood work done. And when the results came back, my primary was laughing. I could see her eyes sparkling, right? She had a mask on, but I could see her laughing. She goes, "Your report came back so much better than I anticipated." And she was excited. And that made me happy. And we went over it because she had seen my results, what had happened to me in May. And I had a vitamin D deficiency. My cholesterol, my good cholesterol was down. I was borderline diabetic. A couple of other things also. So I thought, I needed to have a blood draw. I was having some situations with my heart. And I thought I needed to get it taken care of. So I went and had a blood draw done and came back no longer pre-diabetic. Cholesterol is beautiful. What else was it? It was all awesome, absolutely awesome. And it was just with being on the product, the Restore, for 2 weeks.
Wow, that is remarkable.
It's like, I was absolutely giddy with excitement, absolutely. I didn't change anything else. That's all I did. I added that to my daily regimen with four droppers full in the morning and sometimes, a drop or two or more later on in the day also. But, yeah, it just blew me away. I thought that was the most incredible thing to happen.
So just to help people understand, you had a TIA. That's a transient ischemic attack.
Correct. Mini stroke.
right? Many struggle. It occurs as a result of a buildup of cholesterol in the arteries supplying blood and nutrients to the brain.
Yeah, and a whole lot of stress that makes it release. I think, you know, that it was a very stressful day that day.
Any of the symptoms that you had related to the TIA?
Oh.
Do you see them as being affected by Restore?
Yeah, I guess it has gotten better because I don't have the little blackouts where I have to stop and think so much anymore. That I'd had a time where somebody could say something, and I have to kind of like, where do I go with this? What do I say? Because when the TIA happened, I knew everything that was going on around me. I just couldn't respond. That it started out with my right foot spasming. And neighbor, who was a retired RN, you know, called me and she looked at me and I couldn't respond to her. And she just looked at me and she goes, "Oh my God, Shirley, you're having a stroke." Yeah, I don't think I'm having as many blank spots that I was having before I started the Restore. I could be in the middle of a conversation and just have to stop and try to figure where I was going with my conversation. And it's greatly improved. And I'm so thankful. God is just being so good to me right now. It's like I'm unbelievable. I'm just so thankful that I've got my mental capabilities.
That is amazing.
Shirley, I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. And I really do. And I'm glad you feel like you're doing much better. Now, I have another one that's just amazing. Bill Sitfield. And he's had a lot of strokes and heart attacks. Let's see how he's doing after he's been taking the Restore product. So, Roger, let's hear your friend Bill and what's going on with him. I mean, he's sort of the heart attack kid. I hope you don't mind me saying that, Bill. But I'm glad you're doing. I'm glad you're alive, really. So let's bring him on.
Bill, how many strokes and how many heart attacks had you had?
I've had 7 strokes and 6 heart attacks.
Okay.
Well, the first stroke I had, it hit me by surprise because I didn't have any kind of advance notice. And I was at a restaurant, and all of a sudden when I had that stroke, I was dizzy. I couldn't even walk straight. And I went to the hospital.
Okay. What was the state of your health at the time in terms of your measurements?
The state of my health was not very good. I was weighing 320 pounds, and I wasn't on a diet. I was eating everything in sight.
Okay. What about your A1C and your blood pressure at that time?
My A1C at that particular time was at 13, so I was really diabetic.
Okay. Tell me what happened the first time you had a stroke.
First time I had a stroke, I was at a restaurant, and I didn't have any advance notification, and all of a sudden I started getting very dizzy, and I stood up and I couldn't even walk straight. I had to go to the hospital. This was on February 20th. A year later, in the next 4 years, I had strokes on February the 20th. Every one of them was a year later on February the 20th.
Okay. Now, tell me what that first heart attack was like and when you had that heart attack in relationship to those 7 strokes.
Well, my first heart attack, I was in the shower, and all of a sudden, I was getting very lightheaded. And I actually lost my balance and fell backward into the tub. And my wife said that I had died because I was gray and I wasn't breathing. And so she called the fire department. And about that time, I woke up. And I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm calling the fire department." I said, "Why?" Because you just blacked out. I said, "Well, I'm fine now," because blood had gone back into my head. And so I sat up and I was taken to the hospital.
Okay, so now fast forward to the Restore and Rejuvenate era. Right before you started on our technology, what was your weight, your A1C, and your blood pressure? versus what it became after you got, versus what it is right now?
Yeah. When I first started on the Restore, my weight had dropped down from 320 pounds down to 230 pounds. And then when I started on Restore, after about 6 months, I was down to 190 pounds. And that was without dieting. That's just watching what I ate. But I did not eat any kind of pies, cakes, sugar, cookies, ice cream, those sorts of things. I stayed off of sugar completely.
How about your blood pressure, Bill?
Well, my blood pressure back then, I was taking medication for my blood pressure, and it was about 160 over 105. And once I was feeling pretty good, my A1C was at 5.8. I got off my medications, and today I had my blood pressure taken, and it was down to 112 over 69 without medication.
So your weight went from 230 to 190, so you lost 40 pounds in the 6 months.
Yeah.
Your A1C, I'm hearing, was at 5.8, which is,
it's borderline diabetic.
Borderline diabetic, and now it's at 5.2. It's just solidly normal.
It is solidly normal, and I'm not on any kind of insulin or medications at all.
Mm-hmm. And that blood pressure, from a really high number to 112 over 69. How are the doctors responding to this?
Well, when my doctor first saw my numbers, he said, "Wow, whatever you're doing is great." But and I asked him, "Well, do I need to stay on insulin and other medications?" He says, "Well, why don't you just stay on them because it's, you were diabetic for so long." I said, "Okay." And then 6 months later, I told him, "I'm getting off. I don't need this." So I'm not on any kind of diabetic medications right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing that, Bill.
Okay.
Wow, Bill. that is pretty amazing what you've gone through. I'm glad you're doing better and things are functioning much better. Your blood pressure is excellent blood pressure. So, Roger, thank you for bringing it on. I know you have a couple other people you want us to hear, but we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be right back. Be right back, folks. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mitral Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremitral.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number. 509-593-3300.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products, and he has one for the prostate. And I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I mean, way too much. And didn't really show that high a PSA, but nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening, and boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Roger has a couple more people here. Roger, I want to hear from James Gibson. So, James, tell us your story. I know that you've gotten some improvement since you've been taken to Restore.
Yes, I mean, what my doctor said is saying that my cholesterol was very good, you know. And I contribute that to taking my Momiter.
So what about your cholesterol? Well, what would it say about your cholesterol pre-Restore versus now?
Well, cholesterol was really, really high. Every time I go to the doctor now, it like Friday I went to the doctor, and he commended me. He said, well, your cholesterol is good as usual. So instead of having to go to the doctor to get my blood work every 3 months, I can go every 6 months.
What is your A1C?
I don't know all those A1C. I just know sometimes I used to take my blood sugar and it'd be up to 160, 165, and now it'd be down in the 120, 125 or 120 or something like that.
What was it before you got on Restore?
That's when I think it was up to 160 to 170, somewhere in that neighborhood.
And now it's down to 120. Anything else?
Well, you know, I already stopped, not stopped completely, but I don't take as much as my metformin for my blood, my diabetes. He told me some time ago I could decrease that.
All right. Thank you for sharing that, James.
Okay.
Thank you, James, for sharing that with us, and thank you, Roger, for bringing them on. I know you also have Ron Long, and we've had Ron on a few other times. He's had so many wonderful effects he's found from using Ultimate Restore and the Rejuvenate Gel. And so, Ron, thanks again for being with us. And what did you find that you wanted to share that you hadn't told us before?
See, another one that I may have even told you about, I had a cancerous growth under my arm. Under the dermatology people, it was a squamous cell something. It took a month to get in to get it surgically removed, the cancer and the growth. Meanwhile, I rubbed the cream on that arm for a month. When the surgeon came in, he asked the nurse, he looked at it and he said, can you pull up the picture of what exactly it looked like, that where I was to be operating on this growth, taking out? She said, well, that's it right there. And he said, well, it's pretty small. Are you sure? And they verified, and he put a circle around it and went to work on it. And when they sent that chunk they cut out of me in for reanalysis, it came back. All of the cancer cells were already dead.
Thank you, Ron. I'm glad that you didn't have to have that operated on, because usually they get some of it and it slows it down, but it may turn around and show back up again, or it may have already spread. So I'm really glad that you've had that benefit. Now, again, folks, I want to emphasize, because Ron had that, and you may know someone else with a similar problem, or you may have a similar problem, doesn't mean you get the same results, but it may. We don't know. This is such new technology, this XDS technology, and delivering these things into it. I do know this on cancer, that when the mitochondria is not functioning well and it starts decaying faster than the body is replenishing and cleansing it out, getting rid of the mitochondria, the getting rid of it or cleansing the debris out of the mitochondria, that's called mitopathy. When that's not functioning well, and it gets sort of toxic in the cell, then it triggers a pathway called mTOR pathway, which is a primary way the cells become cancers. So if you keep the mitochondria healthy, full of energy, cleansing itself, and you keep the cell cleansing itself full of energy, then the cell doesn't deform and mutate into something that's cancerous, that's functioning like a, basically like a zygote, just a differentiating cell that is not, no longer a, you know, a skin cell necessarily or bone cell. It's just multiplying and trying to divide. And the strange thing about cancer is it can sit there for a long time. It's called situ, S-I-T-U. And then you could have a car wreck, or you get diabetes, or you get COVID, for instance. Some trauma happens to the body. The immune system gets out of whack, causes a lot of inflammation, but doesn't control that at the same time, the inflammation. And that cancer cell that the immune system normally would take care of or keep in check can take off. So when you keep the body healthy and you keep the immune system healthy, because the immune system too, it uses a great deal of energy, and it means it uses a great deal of mitochondria energy. When you get all that functioning well, then the body knows how to take care of itself. So we're going to be back in just a moment, folks. But Ron, thank you again for sharing that with us. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say.
Hi, that's Robert Jean. I bet you're ready. You tried everything. You tried the drugs. You tried the treatments. You tried the therapies, and you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works. I know how to shift memories, and I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com. is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. Now, I'm really glad that Roger's been doing this, because what happens, these people have their stories, and he collects these. I mean, he has some fantastic testimonials, and we're starting to find those here in Oklahoma City. A friend of mine has been introducing them to her clients, Twyla Wilson, and people are having amazing results. One lady that I'd like to get an interview with, she was having trouble with her memory, and Twyla does this kind of testing that they can see if Alzheimer's and what type of Alzheimer's or dementia, and then they can make some recommendations of what you need to do, maybe diet and nutritional support and everything else. Well, she couldn't get her blood sugar down, but when she started taking the Restore, it came back in balance, made a world of difference. But we have other people that are right here that I need to help Roger get those testimonials, because it's important, folks. You may not have the problem that someone is talking about, but you may know someone, or you may know someone down the line. And you say, wow, I know something that may help you, and it may. It may have that same kind of miraculous effect, and that's why I do this show. Sometimes this show makes me some money, and sometimes it doesn't make me that much, but it's important for me to do. We all need to be in service to our fellow man. And for me, this is the main way I do it. And I really enjoy sharing information with you and helping you find what can make a difference in your life. So the Restore has black seed, olive oil, and olive leaf. And each one of those oils have a lot of different nutrients within them. Then on top of that, it has 41 other things. So you could spend easily $600-$800 to buy all those things separately. But because the XDS technology, he can, with just a few micrograms, he can get the same effect that you would with hundreds and sometimes 1,000 milligrams. And in fact, if he used more, he would get less. because everything has to work synergistically. And I'm not going to try to explain all that right now, but it's part of the magic of the XDS technology. And it takes a long time. It took them quite a while to go from, I think, three or four things added to the oil to work up to where we now have 44 different things in there. And I call it Restore 44. So if you go to Radio Dan, you go to More Mito, MoreMito, Mito for mitochondria, moremito.com/Radio Dan, moremito.com/Radio Dan. There's a phone number there where you can call Dell and get some, and also get the Rejuvenate Gel. They do a really good thing on that, where you can get two Rejuvenate Gels plus one Restore, where normally, for the price, you'd get one of the gels. And I use that in my face. In fact, I mix some of the oil, the Restore oil, into it. I use it on my face, and I a lot of times put it in my hair. If my low back is bothering me, if I slept wrong or something, I'll work it into my joints. But I will tell you, I used to have joint problems, and I injured my back. I was into Olympic weightlifting at a very young age, starting when I was 14 years old, and I was good at it, but I didn't have a coach, and I should have been doing a lot more back exercises, not just trying to see how much I could put over my head. Well, I paid a big price for it, to a point that I didn't go to Vietnam because of a serious herniated disc, but I paid a big price for it. And every so often that would flare up. Now that I've been taking the Restore and using Rejuvenate Gel, it's been a while since I really have had any back pains or problems. And I just thought about that a while back. I really don't have those problems. So folks, share this show with your friends and family. And I know a lot of you are, because you never know who could benefit from this. And a lot of people can. I like everyone to know. So thanks again for being with us. And we'll be back next week. Go to danshealthtalks.com. We'll be back next week.